This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Chelsea Harris, CHELSEYHARRIS. Date of birth 09/03/1987. Date of appointment February 17, 2026. Requesting physician David Ouyang, DAVID OUYANG. Dear Dr. Ouyang, I have the pleasure of seeing Chelsea Harris today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 38-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman. Who on August 27, 2025, found unconscious with the overdose of the drugs. She was taken to the Alice Hospital where it was found that she has a right parieto occipital lobe bleed and anoxic brain injury. She was intubated. She was found to have bacteremia, septicemia. She was having wound on the dorsum of the both hand. Infectious disease was consulted. CTA shows a large completed right MC occlusion and stroke seen with beginning swelling and midline shift. She was having left gaze preference. She was admitted to the neuro ICU. Neurosurgeon saw the patient also. Patient initially developed dysphagia and then PEG tube was placed. She was extubated. She developed pleural effusion. Chest tube was placed. She was transferred to the Fulton Center for Rehab on October 15, 2025. Still, she is there. She was seen by psychiatrist for depression. She is on 3 medication for that. She is having pain on the left side. Left side is hemiplegic and spastic. When we try to move the her left hand, she complain of pain. She is on gabapentin and tizanidine. Psychiatrist suggested to see a neurologist. Past medical history. Right MCA stroke, right MCA occlusion, muscle spasm, opioid dependence, major depression, adjustment disorder, PTSD, insomnia, history of intracerebral hemorrhage, anxiety, panic disorder, history of endocarditis, history of respiratory failure, anemia, opioid dependence, essential hypertension, left hemiplegia, dysphagia. Past surgical history, none. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medications, acetaminophen, aspirin 81 milligram, baclofen 10 milligram, 3 times daily, buprenorphine 8 milligram sublingually, buspirone 15 milligram daily. Effects or XR 37.5 milligram daily, gabapentin 800 milligram 3 times daily, guaifenesin 10 ml 8 hours, melatonin, propranolol, tizanidine 4 mg 3 times daily, trazodone 50 mg at night, Tylenol, Wellbutrin XL 150 mg 3 tablet by mouth a day. Social history, she is ex-opioid user, does not drink alcohol, does not smoke cigarette. Family history, non-contributory, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal and neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having left-sided hemiplegia and pain on the left side. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm. Systolic murmur present, abdomen soft bowel sound present, next upper there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is a mild aphasia droop present, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, right side is no dysmetria, no tremor on the right side, spasticity on the left side present, motor system examination is strength, right side is 5 over 5, left side is 0 over 5. Plantar responses are flexor. Deep tender reflexes, right side at 2 over 4, left side at 3 over 4. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 37-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, right-sided stroke, number one, right MCA occlusion, number three, right sided brain hemorrhage, number four, left sided hemiplegia, number five, chronic pain syndrome, number six, spasticity on the left side, number seven, opioid dependence, number eight, insomnia, number nine, depression. Next paragraph, at this time I will suggest to start Lyrica 75 milligram 2 times daily. It can be increased if necessary slowly. If this will control the pain, then gabapentin can be tapered and discontinued. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office for as needed basis.